女性类 6.5 至9分范文。女性类范文一。
We need more female leaders in politics to reduce violence. To what extent do you agree or disagree?
Some people think that male dominance in politics has resulted in violence and conflicts, so more female political leaders are needed. Personally, I do not think that female leaders are necessarily superior to male leaders in terms of the political will to reduce violence. I admit, there are male leaders who are belligerent. They believe in the power of military strength and refuse to settle disagreement with other countries peacefully. The people in their countries suffer from their policies, which often result in violent conflicts. However, I do not think the gender of leaders is the most important factor in promoting peace. Leaders who think of economic development as their priority will, regardless of their gender, seek peace for their nations. For example, unlike George W. Bush, President Obama has made it clear that the US would pull out its troops from Iraq because it would be a wise choice to help the American economy to recover from recession. Peace-loving leaders are also concerned about their citizens' living conditions. They refuse to put their people at risk by taking violent actions toward other countries, not because of their gender, but because of the serious damage any war involves. A third reason why I do not think gender is the main factor in a leader's attitude towards violence is that in most modern societies, the political system restricts leaders' power to carry out violent plans. Just a few leaders' power, therefore, would not be so influential that it could lead to an unjust war. In conclusion, any leader who takes the improvements of their people's living conditions seriously will try to avoid violent actions, regardless of his, her gender.
女性类范文二。
More employers try to employ equal numbers of men and women for all types of jobs. To what extent do you think the advantages of this trend outweigh the disadvantages?
Many employers today aim to recruit equal numbers of males and females for all kinds of jobs. I believe the positive effects of this trend outweigh the negative effects. The law states that men and women have the same rights in the workplace and should have equal opportunities for jobs. However, in the past, men and women were often treated unequally at work due to the gender stereotypes that employers had. Nowadays, more employers pay attention to the gender balance in their business. This shows their respect for gender equality and for the law. Collaboration between men and women is also beneficial to task accomplishment at work. It has been scientifically proven that male and female employees tend to take different approaches to problem solving and decision making. For example, on average, male employees display more risk taking and less stress resilience at work. On the other hand, some female employees may not be as goal orientated as their male colleagues. Close cooperation between male and female employees can help a gender-balanced team to reduce risks in its solutions to problems and result in higher efficiency and better quality in task accomplishment. From a more practical perspective, some jobs that require greater patience and better communication skills, such as primary teaching and nursing jobs, may be better suited for women, while physically demanding jobs such as highway construction and firefighting may be handled more effectively by men. However, with the development of technology, the gap between the efficiency and quality of male and female employees' work in these fields has been greatly narrowed. In conclusion, it seems to me that a gender-balanced organization is more likely to achieve success. Employers should give male and female job applicants equal opportunities in an attempt to improve gender balance of staff at all levels.
女性类范文三。
Today, many of the problems that young people experience, such as juvenile delinquency, arise from the fact that many married women now work and are not at home to care for their children. To what extent do you agree or disagree?
It is true that the position of women in society has undergone a dramatic change in the past 20 years, but I do not feel this is a direct cause of the increase in juvenile-related problems during this period. It is now accepted that young women should find work after completing their education. Once they get married, the majority of women continue working, as the financial pressure of establishing a reasonable standard of living often requires two incomes. 20 years ago, it was common for women to give up work once they had children and devote their time to caring for their children. This is no longer the general rule, and the provision of professionally run childcare facilities and day nurseries have removed much of the responsibility for child rearing that used to fall to mothers. However, these facilities come at a cost and often require two salaries coming into a family to be afforded. I do not believe that the increase in the number of working mothers has resulted in children being brought up less well than previously. It could be argued that by giving mothers the opportunity to work and earn extra money, children can be better provided for than previously. There is more money for luxuries and holidays, and a more secure family life is possible. Of course, there are limits to the amount of time that ideally should be spent away from home, and the ideal scenario would be for one of the parents, often the wife, to have a part-time job and thus be available for their children before and after school. It is important to establish the correct balance between family life and working life.
Some people think that women should be able to become members of the Army, Navy, and Air Force just like men. What is your opinion? There has been much discussion about whether women should be allowed to serve in the military. I personally believe that they should. History shows repeatedly that women can be successful as soldiers and leaders of armies. One only needs to look to heroines such as Boudicca, Joan of Arc, and Mulan to see how well women can perform in combat. The determination, courage, and dignity of these female warriors are still admired by soldiers and civilians today. From an enlightened standpoint, women should also have the same right as men to go to the front line when their country is at war. Gender stereotypes and inequalities were widespread in the 20th century. However, today, 14 years into the 21st century, rigid traditional gender roles are no longer the norm in homes, schools, the workplace, or politics. Given this progress in gender equality, there is no justification in denying women the right to participate in all military activities. Finally, automated modern weapons, military vehicles and support equipments make technical expertise and decision-making skills more valuable than the physical abilities of combatants and support personnel. Servicewomen may not possess the same physical strength as their male counterparts, but they are fully capable of fulfilling assigned tasks with high-tech weapons, vehicles, and equipment that do not demand brute force or physical strength. For these reasons, I believe that women are as well suited to military jobs as men, and thus should be granted the same rights to serve on active duty in the armed forces.